We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Wake that ass up. The Breakfast Club is on.
Right.
Okay.
I love coming here. I'm never not going to come here. You guys are good to me. In return, I'm always going to be good to you.
A lot of people in the hip-hop generation, the Breakfast Club is where people get their information on the topics, on the artists, and everything like that. In that aspect, radio is still important.
The Breakfast Club.
When my name come up, respect it.
Good morning, USA.
Yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MB.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday.
What's happening? Good morning. How's everybody feeling today?
Weekend is here.
How the weekend been here?
No,
you know what it's the end of? COVID. Can we say that? They might as well just say it, okay? They're saying everything other than, hey, man, we just passed it now. Because they sure is acting like it's over.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, everybody. They don't matter what side of the aisle you on, everybody like, hey, man, you don't got to wear your mask. If you want to test, cool.
If not.
If you're vaccinated, hey, man. All right.
Good luck.
That's it. It's officially over, right? We can say that?
It does feel like that, but it's not officially over, but it feels like that.
Yeah, might as well call the forecast.
Man, I was feeling a little under the weather, and I took a home test, so I think I'm going to take another one here today.
What'd the home test say?
Negative.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not going to lie.
See how nonchalant she said it, though? Yeah, I'm feeling under the weather. I took a test.
I mean, you can still feel under the weather, but it's not bad enough that I can't, you know. I just don't know what it is. You know how anytime you feel a little under the weather, the first thing you think is, do I have COVID? Because I also have never tested positive for it. So that makes me nervous just because of that.
So you never had COVID?
Me neither.
Not that I know of. Mm-mm. Maybe early on.
I thought you had it.
Nope.
Oh, I definitely had it. I had it over the holidays.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but I won't say I never had it, but I say I never tested positive, and I took a lot of tests.
Yeah, y'all had it. A lot of people do that with STD tests, too. They get tested, don't go back for the results, never know if they got nothing. Y'all did. Yeah, that's what that sounded like to me.
No.
Y'all definitely had it.
Well, I might have. I don't know, but I like.
If I did, it was early on when it was impossible to get a test.
Yeah.
Remember, at first they didn't even have tests available, and unless you were super sick and had pneumonia, they weren't even going to test you.
Well, whatever. The forecast says sunny with a slight chance of COVID at this point.
But I am vaccinated and boosted, so
me as well.
It makes me feel better.
And you know what? Shout out to Pusha T. Pusha T released a record this morning.
What did he drop?
It's called Hear Me Clearly.
Oh, word! I didn't hear that.
Oh my goodness.
Mm.
Oh man, I don't know who pissed
that came out
off today, like a couple hours ago.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
I mean, it's to the point. It's so dirty and grimy and gritty and sounds so good. I
haven't been online though, so I didn't see.
I hit him this morning at 4 a.m. and was like, "Did you record this in Virginia?" He said, "Envy, I did. I recorded this in Virginia." I'm excited about Pusha's album. I think Pusha's gonna have the album of the year.
Oh, they say it's not for Pusha though. It's for Nego. Who is Nego?
Well, Nego's the designer, the jeweler, remember?
Bathing Ape.
Yeah, they say Hear Me Clearly is going to be on Nego's album. Nigo's album coming out. I know Nigo.
Oh, well, of course Nigo ain't rapping. I guess he's doing a compilation. But yeah.
Well, play it, damn it. Don't be just telling us and not playing it.
I asked Pusha to send me the clean version because it's so damn dirty, but he didn't send it.
We got producers here. They don't know how to clean records.
All right, we're going to clean it in a second.
Oh, man. Man, you could have kept that to yourself until you had it clean.
Oh, man.
Damn tease.
He teased you. Now you got to wait.
Yeah, now you got to wait. It's just a little tease. Just a little tease.
Why I got to wait? I'm going to go to my title.
That's
the problem with you arrogant radio ass Negroes. Y'all think people got
to
wait. Watch
it.
This. Watch me go to title. Watch this. But we don't need you, radio Negroes.
Don't play it.
That's
loud.
What's wrong with y'all, radio
folks? No clean
folks.
Version on title. It was just dirty, so don't play it loud.
Whatever. That's what's wrong with y'all.
Starts off with it.
That's right. Y'all go to break so I can go listen to some music.
All right. Well, the ladies of Selling Tampa. The ladies of Selling Hamptons will be joining us this morning. Selling Hamptons. It's on Discovery Plus, so we're going to be kicking it with them in a little bit. And then we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about the ex-officer accused of endangering Breonna Taylor's neighbors. Has been found not guilty. He's the only officer who was charged, and it wasn't even for killing Breonna Taylor. It was for something else.
All right. Eddie, clean up that record, please.
What y'all about to play? Because I'm going to listen to him clearly. It's only 2 minutes, 21 seconds, so by the time this is over, what y'all about to play?
Essence. Okay. Wizkid.
Yeah, all right.
That's the Breakfast Club. Yeah. Good morning.
Hey. Yeah, that Pusha T hit me clearly is hard.
Goodness gracious.
Y'all was listening to Essence. I was curating my own playlist. I was listening to Pusha T hit me clearly. That record is hard.
Adult
contemporary hip-hop at its finest. Keep in mind, I'm 43 years old, so that's my type of rap right there.
Sheesh.
Drop on the clues, mom, for Pusha T, damn it. Man. Wow.
All right. Well, let's get in some front page news. Shout out to Kevin Durant. He made his return to the Brooklyn Nets last night. He scored 31, but they still lost to the Heat 113-107. And that NBA report was brought to you by Hennessy, the spirit of
the
NBA.
Did Kyrie play?
I'm not sure.
Just
Kyrie
KD?
I think just KD.
Mm.
What else we got, Yeezy?
All right. Well, the ex-officer, Brett Hankison, who was accused of endangering Breonna Taylor's neighbors, was found not guilty. Now, he was the only officer involved in the raid to be charged. And none of those charges were filed directly relating to Breonna Taylor's death. So, if you guys recall what happened, police shot and killed Breonna Taylor, who was in her apartment sleeping with her boyfriend. And this officer said that he thought that there was a muzzle flash almost immediately after police broke through Breonna Taylor's front door. He believed the flash came from someone inside the apartment firing a rifle. And he testified that he believed his colleagues were going to be executed. So he returned fire through the sliding glass door. And he fired a total of 10 shots that night. They said the gunfire lasted only about 5 to 10 seconds. There was no rifle found at the scene, so there was no muzzle flash or whatever he thought was happening. But they did shoot, and it did go into the neighboring apartment, and so that's what he had been charged with. And so the neighbors said they thought the police were unorganized and reckless the night of the raid. And that's what their charges were relating to. He was accused of endangering Cody Etherton, his partner Chelsea Napper, and their 5-year-old son when he fired shots that went into their apartment. But police did find him not guilty.
I wonder if he would have hit someone in the neighboring apartment, would they have still found him not guilty? Would he have been held accountable then? Or did they just feel like the whole shooting was justified? But I still feel like it should be some type of civil suit at least, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, but apparently there's no accountability for going into the wrong apartment, recklessly shooting and killing a black woman. Matter of fact, remember her boyfriend had charges against him.
Yeah, those charges got dropped.
Before they got dropped.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And in Ukraine, the latest is a nuclear plant fire in southeastern Ukraine that has fortunately been extinguished. But the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, feels that Russia targeted the plant in a Facebook post early this morning. He accused Russia of intentionally firing at the nuclear plant and urged European leaders to wake up now and stop Russian forces before this becomes a nuclear disaster.
Exactly.
And so they do believe, according to the UK, that this was likely deliberate. According to the UK Deputy Prime Minister, he said it's very difficult to believe that it wasn't done deliberately, but in any event, it is unlawful to attack a site like this and not to do your due diligence on it and to keep bombarding it.
Yeah, that should let you know how much Putin don't care. The man already told you he got his nukes off safety. Now he's launching attacks at Ukraine's nuclear power site. Like, how long they gonna wait before they just wait for something terrible to happen?
Now, a Ukrainian negotiator said that yesterday, in a second round of talks with Russia, there were no results. But they did, however, agree on humanitarian corridors for civilians on both sides. But feels like Russia is bombing any and everybody. And I was watching the news and I saw in Russia, because they get their news in Russia, they don't even know what's going on. They feel like everything that's happening is warranted. And
who does? Russia, who feels like that?
The people in Russia, because the news that they have there, I saw them talking to people in
they
Russia.
They got Wi-Fi?
I doubt that, especially being at 8.
They said only the younger people in Russia that actually talk to other people outside of there and can get news, access to news other places. But I saw them interviewing people on the street in Russia who... You know,
but what about these Russian billionaires who losing all of this money? They're getting their yacht seized.
And yeah,
they say they've lost like $80 billion. They got to know. They don't feel like this is warranted. They definitely said one Russian billionaire put a hit on Putin. Yeah, he said, I got $1 billion on his head.
Yeah, we discussed that yesterday.
I can't say the whole Russia don't know.
No,
what
I didn't
on
say her. The whole Russia, but some people do believe that in Russia. I saw them interviewing people.
But you know, it's mad protest in Russia all the time.
But it's illegal to protest, they said, without permits. And so now people are getting in trouble for that.
Yeah, Russian civilians protest against their government all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to say they don't know what's going on.
I didn't say everybody, but I saw them interviewing some people who felt like from watching the news that they put out there in Russia.
They don't have phones and social media? They cut that off in Russia?
I mean, I don't know what's going on, but some people watch the news and they believe that what they're seeing from other places is fake news.
And Charlamagne,
that's what they said. It's fake news.
You said they got to do something. What? Because they put a zillion sanctions on, and the sanctions ain't doing nothing.
Well, it takes time.
Yeah, and that's what's
causing the economy.
And that's what's causing all those billionaires to lose all that money. I think I saw them say this Russian billionaires lost like $80 billion.
And they said
or something crazy like that.
A lot of those people have no control over Putin. They used to have a direct line to him and have some influence, but they're saying that there's no influence anymore.
And they say time is more and more time passes, more and more innocent people die, more civilians die. They're blowing up more stuff in Ukraine.
There's something else going on. This is a distraction to something larger. That's what I think. It's a bigger play here. And I'm telling you, China's the wild card as well. Don't sleep.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's currently 42 going up to a high of 52. It's The Breakfast Club on Power 105. Get it off
your chest. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's D from Brooklyn.
D from Brooklyn.
Get it off your chest.
Good morning. I don't have nothing to get off my chest this morning. I'm blessed. Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Man, you're blessed, black, and highly favored, man.
So, the reason why I called, the other day, you said something about the music thing for the kids. I work at a high school, so I wanted to pass that information on to some of the kids and, like, what Brooklyn Library was.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that you know... So, because they was asking me about it. They was like, the engineering and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try to get the information for y'all and I'll pass it on to y'all tomorrow.
Okay, No, please. I was telling you guys, I was at the New York Public Library and they have a teen center, and in there they have a whole recording facility. They have Logic, they have Pro Tools, they have all the equipment, all the instruments, everything that you might need to record music, learn how to engineer, and they actually give you classes. So you can only rent that, or not rent, it's free, but you can reserve the space once you get a certification. So the kids have to go take the classes from the instructors they have there, and then they get a certification, and then they're allowed to do 4-hour blocks where they reserve that space. And then they also have computers. Yes, it's do you know where Bryant Park is?
Yeah, I know
in the
Bryant
city.
Park is.
So that's where the New York Public Library is. So they have the Stavros Niarchos Center that's right across the street from the main New York Public Library, right by Bryant Park.
Hold on, we'll get you the information, all right?
Yeah, so I posted it on my page, but the address is 455 Fifth Avenue, and I definitely recommend going there. It was beautiful, amazing, brand new, great for kids.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, it's Lovey from the South Bronx.
What up,
Lovey from the South Bronx?
Yes, it's Mr. 13, Charlamagne and a half. I just want to form an apology. You don't know the PSV that made English.
I can't hear you, bro. Yeah. It sounds like you're underwater, bro.
You're breaking up.
All right, hold on. Let me
sound like you're swimming in a Bronx sewer.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right, last week I called in to ask you, you clown me, you body shame me. I just want to form an apology. You don't know that Manzigo suffered from PTSD too.
So you're the guy with the gray sweats?
Right.
First of all, sir, I saw a lot of people on your page because you definitely did not tell the whole story, okay? You said your girl just didn't want you to wear gray sweats. You did not tell people, however, that you were posting on there purposefully in your gray sweats and trying to get ladies to come to you and all of that. So,
posting that poke.
It's not purposely. Here we go.
You poke posting.
So why don't you tell them some of your captions and things that you wrote on the page?
Well, that's just clowning. I'm not here to hurt nobody, but that's still those pictures.
Well, you hurt Charlamagne's feelings.
This is hilarious, though. The fact that he said he's getting body shamed because he got a big penis.
Yes, no, Charlamagne, you don't realize this. You never had your first girlfriend.
Don't tell me what I realize. Don't you tell me what I don't realize.
You can't relate.
Okay, you ain't never seen my meat. Don't tell me what I don't realize.
He's having flashbacks.
Basically, you can't relate.
Tell me what I don't realize.
He's having flashbacks.
You don't realize how it is to have a big penis. Don't you tell me what I don't realize, sir.
You take your big penis while Charlamagne has a small one. Enjoy your weekend, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I got what God gave me, and I am happy with that.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, Envy.
Good morning.
You got to stop eating pork, bro. You got to stop eating so much pork. You got to stop eating pork.
Pork?
That's right.
What? Because I have some energy right now?
That's right.
All right. Anyways, Charlamagne, yo, I bought your book. I bought the audio book. That's what started making me follow you. I really appreciate you, man.
Thank you, brother.
I think you're great. But I hate how you dog Angela Yee when she starts talking about politics. I don't agree with that at all, and I think y'all deserve that. Angela Yee deserves a lot more respect.
Why do you think it's dogging? Like, why can't people just have conversations? Why has it got to be dogging?
It's not, all right, maybe that was the wrong word. It was like, it is a conversation, but it just seems like it's always an attack on Angela Yee when she's just trying to, like, clear it up and just, like, I don't know, make it make sense.
I think that's your perception. If Angela Yee feels like that, I think that's her perception too. But it's not an attack. It's a conversation. But by the way, that's what conversations about politics do, because it's always going to be two different sides. That's why they always say don't discuss politics, don't discuss religion, and don't discuss who's the greatest rapper of all time. It'll always seem like an argument.
Yeah, I purposefully just state my opinion, and then I'll keep it moving. I'm not trying to go back and forth with anybody, because sometimes you just don't agree.
Because me and Angela Rye have those conversations all the time. Y'all don't say we dogging each other. And we be at each other's necks.
That's true. Also, Angela Yee, I love your podcast.
Oh, well, thank you.
The craziest thing, I didn't expect that, like, at first, but honestly, I love it. And I appreciate what you're doing. Envy, appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me on, too. That's it.
Thank you.
All right, bro.
Listen, we got a one up right now with Sada Baby and Skilla Baby from Detroit. That is hilarious.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Clark from 302. How's everybody doing today?
How you
Peace,
doing,
King?
I'm doing great. Today's my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. It's a very important one because this same time last year I couldn't see. Now I got some vision back. It's a great one. I'm in Florida right now.
Hold on. You got to give us more context. Why couldn't you just see last year, sir? What happened?
Remember last? I told you. I called you a couple weeks ago. A month ago, I had no vision. This is Clark from 302. You sent me the package. Remember, I lost my vision, and you sent me the books. You said, can I even read the books? And DJ be like, yeah, he got one eye.
Yeah, but what happened? Like, why couldn't you see?
Oh, it was an eye disease called keratoconus that attacked my nerves. I had to cut my lens off, put new ones on, and my right eye got glaucoma. My left eye is starting to get vision now.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you can see, my brother.
Yes.
Man.
So, that must be so scary when you start losing your vision.
Absolutely.
Since I'm only 45, but, you know, it's a rare disease. But, like I said, I got a little bit of vision, and I'm able to walk without my blind stick and just enjoy life now.
Well, there you have it, brother.
That's beautiful, my brother. Congratulations, sir. Look at God. Look at God. Look at God.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and we were telling you guys about Melinda French-Gates doing her interview on CBS Mornings with Gil King. Well, we'll tell you what she said in yesterday's interview, and we'll tell you about Bill Gates' response.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, the Essence Festival 2022 lineup has been announced. And so Nicki Minaj is going to be making her debut at the Essence Festival. She's never performed for that before. Also, Janet Jackson is returning to Essence Fest. Jasmine Sullivan, Kevin Hart is going to be doing a comedy show, New Edition. All of them, so get ready for that.
Heavy, heavy lineup. That's how you know COVID gone. That's a heavy lineup right
And I mean,
there.
It's been, you know, a couple of years since they've done this, so you already know that
Two years, they come back.
And they just had Mardi Gras in New Orleans, so I'm sure now they're ready for all of this. So that's what they've announced.
Every time
so
I go to Essence, I have an amazing time. I have a great time every time I go to Essence.
That's a heavy lineup.
Now, Summer Walker, D Nice, of course, Chloe and Halle, Isley Brothers, The Roots and Friends. I mean, this is the year to definitely make sure you attend. All right, now, Melinda French Gates, we played you the trailer yesterday from her CBS Mornings Gil King interview. Well, that interview did come out after the show. And some of the things that she discussed was Jeffrey Epstein and her ex-husband, Bill Gates, meeting with Jeffrey Epstein and what her experience was like when she met him.
Yeah, as I said, it's not one thing. It was many things. But I did not like that he'd had meetings with Jeffrey Epstein, no. I also met Jeffrey Epstein exactly one time.
Did you?
Yes, because I wanted to see who this man was. And I regretted it from the second I stepped in the door. He was abhorrent. He was evil personified. I had nightmares about it afterwards. So, you know, my heart breaks for these young women because that's how I felt. And here I'm an older woman. My God, I feel terrible for those young women. It's awful.
I mean, hindsight is 20/20, right? Like, they both met Epstein. What does that mean? Just because they met him doesn't mean they knew what was going on.
I knew his character.
Right. But she said she did warn her ex-husband about him after meeting him. And
yeah, but she surprised didn't like him, didn't like his energy. That don't mean she knew what was going on. If she knew that he was running a pedophile ring and told her husband and her husband kept doing it, that's different.
But you know how you get an evil feeling from somebody? And Bill Gates did issue a statement to CBS, said that his meetings with Epstein were a substantial error in judgment. He said, and a mistake that I regret deeply. Now, here is what Melinda had to say about still working with her ex-husband, Bill Gates.
How would you describe your relationship with Bill Gates today?
We certainly have a working relationship, right? And I would say we're friendly at this point.
Friends?
Friends is a different word for me. And, you know, that might come over time. But for me, there's still healing that needs to happen. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I wish him well. I don't wish him harm. And I think we have a productive working relationship. And I think that will continue.
I mean, you got $60 billion. I think y'all got a productive working relationship too. I think it was like $60 billion. It was some crazy billion.
I thought it was 6.2.
I thought it was like $6 billion.
Well, whatever.
Well, I mean,
does
still,
it matter?
No. At that point, no.
What do you mean? $6 to $60 billion. Either way, you came up.
Well, she did say on the day she got married, she never thought she would end up being divorced. They were married for 27 years. And she said, I had a lot of tears for many days. She said, literally laying on the floor of the carpet, crying. And he did admit to one affair, but when she was asked about him having multiple affairs during their marriage, she said those are questions that Bill needs to answer. And he also did issue a statement after that. He said, I admire Melinda and everything she does to improve the lives of women and girls around the world, and I'm grateful for the work we continue to do together at our foundation. And that is his response.
It is absolutely nothing Melinda Gates could say about Bill that would shock people. I mean, he's one of the richest men in the world. I mean, folks already think billionaires eat kids on pizza. So there's nothing she could say that would shock people about Bill Gates.
All right, now, since we're talking about things like this.
Multi-billionaire.
Allie Landry, she's a Miss USA winner. And she was married to Mario Lopez for 2 weeks, and they got their union annulled after just 2 weeks. Well, she was on the Unfolding Leadership podcast, and she talked about that experience and about, you know, dating him for 6 years and what happened and how actually finding out that he cheated was the best thing that could have happened to her.
I was in a relationship with Mario Lopez, and we had dated for 8+ years. Oprah filmed the wedding, and not even a week after, I found out that it was like a Tiger Woods situation. It was, you know, cheating across the board with some women for 1 year, some women for 2 years. One said it was travel, one was the girlfriend. And I thought to myself, how did I miss this? Like, what part of me, what did I do? And I made a commitment that moving forward, I was going to take the blinders off and I was going to walk through my life in full awareness, and those choices were going to represent who I was as a person.
All right, now for his part, he did write in his memoar back in 2014 that he felt pressured.
Well, you better shut up.
I am.
You better shut your ass up. You just better shut up.
Yeah, because you got a book coming out.
You just need to hush.
You too.
And we shouldn't even be talking right now. Just mind our damn business. Let Angelique do a room report, please.
For Mario Lopez's part, he did say that he felt that he was pressured to get married. All his friends were getting married, and you know, it was a 5-day nonstop party for his bachelor party, and he got caught because a friend of Allie Landry's sister caught him in a photo in an intimate position.
At a bachelor party? Now, I call BS. Now, I got to object, Your Honor. It was a bachelor party.
You better shut up.
But he wasn't even where he said he was supposed to be. And then when he found out they were going somewhere else and there was a different plan, he didn't tell her because he figured he could ask for forgiveness later. But then she found out about a whole lot of other things that he was doing during their relationship. So 2 weeks in, marriage got annulled.
Ring the bell, man. I need Mario to get saved by the bell right now. Ring the bell. Go to commercial.
I just want to know.
That is your rumor report. Thank you very much.
This is so old. Why are we talking about this old stuff?
Well, she just did a podcast.
That man's been married
about
since.
But that's her story, you know.
Yeah, she's allowed to tell her story, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know why.
The man's been married since 2012.
That's what I'm saying. Mario's living a great life. I love seeing Mario and his family on Instagram.
All right.
Drop on the clues bombs for Mario Lopez. Okay. All right. Salute to you, Mario.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, we all grow. We all evolve.
We all evolve.
Okay.
We all grow. We all, you know what? Let's not do any
more.
I'm triggered for you.
Yeah, but you triggered
Mario.
For me?
I'm triggered for you. Not for you. Oh. It's got nothing to do with you.
I'm triggered.
Triggered for Mario.
All right. Front page news next.
Y'all need a moment?
Nah, we need to talk about some babies, nothing. Some weddings. Let's talk about something positive. What Man. We got front page news?
Well, let's talk about these sanctions and how they are affecting some billionaires.
Boy.
One Russian banker was locked out of the private equity firm that he co-founded, and the staff is being told to ignore him.
Goodness gracious. All right. It's a Friday! It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela Yee here, and the General Insurance has been saving people money for nearly 60 years. So if you want quality insurance for less, take a closer look at the General. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions.
Feel just like this. What I would
do to make it feel morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get into front page news. Where we start, Yee?
All right. Well, Florida State Senate yesterday passed a bill that would ban most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, only allowing exceptions for serious risk to the pregnant person and fatal fetal abnormality, with no exceptions for rape or incest. So they're joining West Virginia and Arizona as conservative-led states advancing a 15-week abortion bill this session. And so the fate of Roe versus Wade also hangs in the balance, and anti-abortion activists are hopeful that the court's conservative majority will strike it down.
Well, yeah, I don't know if y'all saw a couple of days ago, Republicans and Joe Manchin blocked the Senate bill to secure abortion rights. Like, the headlines read, Joe Manchin might have helped to kill Roe versus Wade.
So they said it's very troubling that they are rejecting exceptions for rape and incest, even for young girls. Mm-mm. All right. Now, a sanctioned billionaire Russian banker, Mikhail Friedman, was locked out of his private equity firm that he co-founded, and the staff was told to ignore him. He was barred from entering Letter One's offices and also from speaking to employees after he was hit by those sanctions. So it's based in London, and under 50% is jointly owned by Friedman and Russian banker Peter Avin. They said that both men had stepped down from the company's board. They'll no longer have any dealings with the group. And so they said his assets in the company are effectively frozen and his rights as a shareholder were taken away. He won't get dividends, funds, or communications in any way. He has no involvement in the day-to-day management or decision-making of Letter One, and appropriate arrangements have been put in place to give effect to this. So he has a net worth of $10 billion, according to Bloomberg. He was one of the first Russian business leaders to speak out against the invasion of Ukraine.
Oh, they're not playing. Russian billionaires have lost like $80 billion in wealth. They're getting their yacht seized. I don't know if it's true, but I saw one Russian billionaire put $1 billion on Putin's head.
A million, yeah. He offered
I thought he said $1 billion.
No, he put a bounty of $1 million out, and that is not to kill him, but, you know, to capture him.
Oh, no, I saw one that said $1 billion to off him. And then Russia's ruble, what's it called? A ruble. That dropped to a penny.
Mm-hmm, the lowest it's ever been.
You got a sitting U.S. Senator, Lindsey Graham, calling for the assassination of Putin. Something going on that we don't know about, bro, which is usually the case.
Now, hundreds of international students have been trapped in in Ukraine, and they have appealed to the world, help us, we are stranded. One of them, she's a Nigerian medical student. She said this is the eighth day since the crisis began. A lot of places have been evacuated. There are more than 600 of us who are foreigners and students. She told CNN most of the group are medical students. They're from Nigeria, Morocco, Congo, India, among other countries. And as the battle is going on and raging, she said, I'm so scared and time is running out. We don't want the Russians to enter the city and meet us here. We need a humanitarian corridor so we can get out. They did have a second round of talks between Russia and Ukraine, and that ended on Thursday, but they said they have agreed on humanitarian corridors for civilians. I wouldn't trust Russia for anything at this point, though.
Not at all.
I don't trust none of these people.
Mm-hmm.
None of them.
And as we told you earlier, there was a fire at Ukraine's largest nuclear power plant. That fire has been put out. According to Ukrainian authorities, that started at about 2:30 a.m. local time this morning. And it did stop at about 6:20 a.m. There were no deaths or injuries reported, according to the statement. And they said fighting has since stopped in that area. Right now, they're saying the plant has not sustained any critical damage, and it has not affected any essential equipment. Staff are taking action to mitigate any damage, but people feel like Putin did attack this nuclear power plant purposefully. All right, and they're saying the worst-case scenario would be if a fire or attack reached the reactors. That would disrupt their cooling system, cause a meltdown, which would release large amounts of radioactivity. But they said right now, radiation levels do appear normal. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your front page news.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Damson Idris, he stopped through the other day. He stopped through yesterday, actually. And we were talking about his relationship, and this is what he said about his ex.
We're still really close, really good friends. I was with her for a very long time. I met her when I was 18 years old. Who knows, man? Who knows what could happen in the future? You know, she's very much still in my life. We talk like every single day. You know, people struggle to keep relationships with their exes, but I am at a place in my life now where everyone I meet, I want them to be in my life forever.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a woman that I'm going to know forever.
All right, so we're asking,
man, 800? One of the most amazing things in the world is how they turn off their accents when they act.
Yeah.
I still haven't figured that one out.
800-585-1051. We're asking, could you date somebody that still speaks to their ex every day?
No.
every day is very excessive.
Could you speak?
Unless they got kids together, no.
800-585-1051 in Idris's, Damson Idris's situation. He said he speaks to his ex every day. She's part of his life. So if he dates somebody new, he still speaks to her. Could you do that? Could that be you?
If they don't have kids, there's no need for y'all to be talking every day.
800.
Y'all talking about the weather, CDC, mask mandates. What the hell y'all got to talk about every day?
585-1051. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Damson Idris. He stopped through yesterday, and he said this about his ex-girlfriend.
We're still really close, really good friends. I was with her for a very long time. I met her when I was 18 years old. Who knows, man? Who knows what could happen in the future? You know, she's very much still in my life. We talk like every single day. You know, people struggle to keep relationships with their exes, but I am at a place in my life now where everyone I meet, I want them to be in my life forever.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a woman that I'm going to know forever.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Could you be in a relationship where you speak to your ex, where they speak to their ex once a day or even once every other day?
No.
How about you? Nope. No way.
Unless they got kids, there's absolutely no... I don't have nothing to do with insecurity.
I'm not.
Unless they have kids, there's absolutely no reason for them to be talking every single day. What's the point? What's the reason?
What if they dated and they friends and then... you know, all of a sudden you came in the picture, but they're still friends.
No.
I'm with you. No, I just, there's no excuse for me either. No.
Why? Why y'all still friends? Why? Like, that's what I want to know. Why? Why y'all still friends? This person not with you no more. Y'all don't have any ties to each other. Like, what's the reason for y'all to be talking every day? What y'all discussing?
What about
Russia
you?
And war? Russia and Ukraine? CDC what? Mandates? What y'all discussing?
I think every day is excessive. I wouldn't mind my boyfriend being friends with his ex and they speak every now and then. I think that's healthy. You know, I would hate for them to hate each other.
They ain't gotta hate each other, but we moved on.
I think it's okay to be friends, but speak. I think every day is excessive.
Nah, B. They ain't gotta speak.
And now listen, maybe they got a business together. There's only a couple exceptions. Maybe they got kids together. Maybe they got a business together that's successful.
Other than that,
and maybe even a business together, I can understand. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But other than that, it's like, no, what's the point of y'all having communication every day and talking every day for what? In life, you're supposed to know when to move forward and not look back, right? Mm-hmm. You let things go.
Yes.
Letting go means letting go, not talking to him every day. No.
Well, let's go to that's the phone lines.
That can never be healthy for a new relationship.
Nah, not for me. It doesn't work with me. Hello, who's this?
What's up? This is the pre from Omaha Master. What up, Breakfast Club?
What up?
What's up, King?
You still talk to your ex every day?
You tripping talking about every day with your ex. Not every day, but like I do feel, too, like if you date a girl and she your ex, you can still work out with them because like my ex, we did business together. I got business, Bike Power Electric, and so
well, I just
make my business shirts, clothes, et cetera, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I said. I said the two exceptions are if you got a kid or you got a business together. But do you have, are you in a current relationship now?
In a current relationship, like my baby mama, she don't like it, but at the same time, like it's just business because I don't like shorty, you know what I mean? So, you know, we just keep it like that, but my girlfriend, she be getting jealous, but it is what it is.
Is the business y'all have lucrative? Because you just said something that's very important. You said your baby mama don't like it. So why are you causing your baby mama emotional and mental stress? Like, is the business worth it? Is it that profitable?
I mean, it's profitable for her because she's a single mom. So it's like she really do a good job with business. Shout out to Jay Whitney Company. But at the same time, it's just like you just built that trust. You know, we making money. And right now she is a person I trust and I go to and I learn from. You know what I mean? So just... You know, just keeping it loyal. You know what I mean?
Loyal to who? What about your baby mom? No, man. Why are you doing stuff that she don't like? Is that going to be your wife one day?
No, I mean, hopefully I plan to, but it's not really doing something she don't like. It's like I'm comfortable with doing business with that person. You know what I mean? So it's just like cool. Like I don't really want to branch out. I want to see somebody else grow. My business grown. We trying to make $1 million to help that person make $1 million. If they're a single parent, you know what I mean? I don't want her. So it's like, well, my baby mama can't understand that. Like I'm okay. Showing her that. You know what I mean?
All right.
No, I did. I said business and children. Business and children is the only exception.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tiffany.
Tiffany, good morning. So you still speak to your ex every day?
I mean, we communicate almost every day.
Why?
Why? Because that's my friend. Like, he was my friend before.
Are you in a current relationship?
I am. I'm married. My husband right here.
Wow. Let me talk to him. Let me talk to the OG. Let me talk to him.
Hold on, babe. That's Charlamagne.
Hello.
What's up, King?
What's up, Charlamagne?
Well, now, bro, are you safe out there, bro? You safe? She ain't threatening you or got you tied up or nothing, right?
No, she ain't doing that.
Explain to me why is it okay for her to talk to her ex every day, and why are you okay with this?
You just put me on the spot with this. I'm okay with it because it's my wife and what? As long as she happy, I'm happy.
Okay.
You trust her. Okay.
Okay, all right.
I don't like this for you, sir.
Yeah, well, he's fine with it.
I don't like this.
Don't get this man in trouble.
I don't like this for you.
Don't get her in trouble.
No, you must have did something. You must have did something. You must have got caught doing something, so you got to take this L.
So listen, we've been together for 13 years, right? We've been married for 10 years. He's 14 years older than me. But he know, like, that's my friend. Like, I've introduced him. You know, we've been to each other's events. And he married, too. It's nothing like that.
I don't know, man.
I see you, girl.
Well, it works for you. Have a good one.
I don't know about that one, bro.
It works for us. We go to each other's events. We don't need to go to each other's events.
Yeah, we don't need all of that.
Don't y'all put that negativity in their lives.
We ain't got no kids in their
lives.
This ain't negativity. I just don't like it.
They're fine with it. It's working for them.
I'm not even going to follow you on Instagram. How about that?
I don't like it.
But hey, 800-585-1051. Could you be in a relationship with a person you're dating talks to their ex every day? Could that be you? Not me. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know when that alarm went.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, Damson Idris stopped through yesterday, and he was talking about his relationship with his ex. Let's listen.
We're still really close, really good friends. I was with her for a very long time. I met her when I was 18 years old. Who knows, man? Who knows what could happen in the future? You know, she's very much still in my life. We talk like every single day. You know, people struggle to keep relationships with their exes, but I am at a place in my life now where everyone I meet, I want them to be in my life forever.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a woman that I'm gonna know forever.
So 800-585-1051.
In hell no is the answer.
Could you be with somebody unless, that talks to their ex every day?
No, unless the person has kids with the other person or unless they got some type of very lucrative business together, there is no reason for you to be talking to your ex every day, if at all.
I'm with you. Hello, who's this?
This is Shakima from Brooklyn.
Shakima from Brooklyn. Now, Shakima, could you date somebody that talks to their ex every day?
No, I could not.
I like that.
What they talking about every day?
Word is born.
Y'all have to talk about every day, then y'all might as well just try to work it out again.
Word is born.
I'm in the way.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm in the wedding.
Ain't nothing to talk about every day, okay?
Ain't nothing to talk about every day. Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. I mean, don't get me wrong. There is a lot to talk about every day, but you shouldn't be talking about it with him or her.
Not at all. Hello, who's this?
Antonio.
Now, what happened in your situation, Antonio?
He hit.
So me and my ex broke up like almost 3 years ago. And we talked about every day, still travel together, try to move on, but it made it hard to move on by talking too much. And to the point where he moved back, we got back together, and like last week.
See, now you're back together.
And that's exactly what talking to your ex every day does. It's like having a pilot light on. Eventually, it's going to catch flame. Somebody going to turn the damn heat on. I think I said that right. Somebody going to turn the damn fireplace on. Okay? Because that pilot light was lit.
I thought you were talking stove, but yeah, I get what you're
saying.
Same
thing. Somebody going to turn the stove on. Something with some fire going to happen is what I'm trying to tell you.
Hello, who's this?
This is Marcus from Columbia, South Carolina.
803 Metro, what's happening?
Now, Marcus, what's going on with you and your wife, Bo?
So, my wife got a baby daddy at her ex, and she's a nice lady, so she, you know, tends to try to be communicative with him because before, when I came along, he wouldn't talk to her. So I allow it to happen. I say, all right, you know, maybe y'all can bring some communication for the kids. But now it became a problem. You know, he's calling every day. It ain't about the kids. And it's either he's trying to get some advice from her or he's just trying to hold a little small talk.
He's trying to get some advice and some ass. That's the truth, though.
I don't know about that. But, you know, and he has his own issues. I'm like, hey, let him deal with his own issues. And when he decides that he want to deal with the kids, then he can communicate. But as of now, that got to stop.
So they got, hold on. They have kids together. But, is he in the kids' life?
No. He's in the kids' life only when someone pushes them on. Like, he don't call and say, hey, I want to see the kids.
And he's forced.
Bring the kids by. Mm. He just, if his mom or her would say, hey, the kids want to see you, or they've been asking about you, then he'll say, well, okay, you can bring them by.
I think that in a situation like this, it's still tricky only because that is the baby daddy. And, you know, you know how important it is for a father to be in a child's life. So she might still be holding out hope that he gets his stuff together so he can be in his child's life.
Yeah, she says that, but I keep telling her, I said, if it took you to leave him, that should have been a wake-up call.
That's
and
real.
And even all through these years, like even his older daughter, he talks to her, but they don't have a father-daughter communication like a father and his daughter should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you.
Right.
Let's cut him off.
Are you stupid? All right,
block,
man.
Tell us you got to block him.
So what's the moral of this story?
I don't know if there's a moral. Everybody got to do what works for them, but I'm just telling you what works
for me.
That don't work for me. You know what I'm saying? Unless you got a business or you got kids together, there's no reason for you to be talking to your ex every day. What you got the pilot light on for? You don't even use that fireplace no more. That fireplace don't work.
All right.
You got a new stove.
All right.
It's electric.
On the way?
It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
What's wrong with you, man?
Yes, and let's talk about YFN Lucci. He is asking to be put on house arrest, 24-hour home confinement, and we'll tell you what happened to him in jail that he is asking to be released.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Now, let the record show. At 6 a.m., DJ Envy told us about a new Pusha T record.
We got it. We going to play that just break.
He said he was going to play the new Pusha T record 2 hours ago. I didn't wait. I just did what everybody else does. I went to my title. You know what I mean? And everybody else goes to their different streaming services because these radio people think folks got to wait on them to hear good new music. You think you're going to sit around for 2 hours and I can just go to my title or my Apple or whatever? What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, shout to Pusha
T. Better act like you know it's 2022.
They released a new record this morning. It's tough.
And we still ain't heard it.
We're about to play it in a second.
It's the second time you done talked about this record this morning.
He's been trying to tease it since earlier. So that
don't nobody care about teasers no more when I got this smartphone, Angela Yee.
We had to clean it up. It was dirty, filthy, so we had to clean it up.
Listen, the listeners out there riding, waiting for teasers. They're just going to go to their playlist and listen to it.
And there's a lot of new music out today we're going to talk about later.
All
right. Let me tease that.
Well, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about coming up?
Yes, we are going to talk about YFN Lucci, and he is asking to be released on bail to 24-hour home confinement.
All right. Well, we'll get into that next, and let's play Pusha T.
Yes, finally. It's only 2 minutes long.
Go. We've been waiting since 6 a.m.
6 a.m. I done heard it twice already.
Just enjoy.
On title.
Just enjoy. It's new Pusha T. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Ooh, drop on a cool ball, Dre. TikTok and Triller. It's adult contemporary hip-hop right there. That's adult contemporary hip-hop. That's for all the 40-plus-year-old parents. Goodness. That when your kid tells you they forget gracious. Their lunch, you go to the school acting like you smuggling someone a brick.
Goodness.
All right? That's gracious. For all the 40-plus-year-old parents that when you cooking grits, you act like you cooking cocaine.
Goodness.
You hear me?
What
you
up,
hear
757
me?
Norfolk, Virginia Beach. What up? Jeesh. Whew. All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk YFN Lucci. Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, YFN Lucci is asking to be released on bail and placed on house arrest because he was attacked. He was attacked on February 9th and stabbed by an inmate who used a homemade shank. He said he was told there is a price out on his head and he should be granted that bond because he could die right now if he's in jail. So if his request is granted, he's willing to agree to 24-hour home confinement and also to wearing a monitoring device. He was previously out on bond for the murder trial. He's suspected of driving a getaway vehicle for it, but he was taken in after violating the bond's conditions by going to the studio and the strip club. So I think if they don't let him get out on bond and get home and something happens and he does end up getting killed because he said he was told there was a bounty on his head, then that blood will be on the hands of the Fulton County Jail for not taking that seriously.
I'm surprised they don't have him in some type of
PC,
protective custody. I mean, he is somebody, right?
Absolutely. So I do believe you want to make sure he hasn't been found guilty of anything. You want to make sure he stays alive.
Now, I wonder if the police will say, well, we offered him protective custody, but he didn't want to take
it. He turned it down.
Because some people don't be wanting to take it, you know, especially artists. Right. I just wonder.
I'm sure he probably will take it now.
He should.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now Key Glock is talking about a career change. He posted, finna go to acting school, doing music don't hit the same for me anymore. And so he, you know, could be pursuing this new career in acting.
Of course, Key Glock, okay.
I was going to say yes. Of course, you know, he was super tight with Young Dolph. They're cousins.
Cousins, uh-huh.
And they did a lot of music together, and so
they made phenomenal projects together. Dumb and Dumber 2, love mm-hmm. those projects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and when Young Dolph first got killed, he posted on Instagram, damn bro, I'm lost and my heart is torn, my brain about to explode, it hurts when I breathe, why you leave me so soon, I'll never be the same, you was my left hand man, my brother, my cousin, my mentor and drink partner for the past 2 years, I've been taking loss after loss and still can't understand why. So our prayers, you know, go to Key Glock as well. All right, Tech N9ne has reacted to being the highest, one of the highest paid rappers. And he, as I told you yesterday, is number 10 on that list, tied with Doja Cat and Birdman. He said, when you're just working with your head down, minding your business, and you pop up on someone's list. I feel like Tech N9ne makes that list quite a bit, too.
He does.
That's why I wasn't, when you said Tech N9ne, I wasn't surprised. I've been hearing Tech N9ne name on those lists for
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
A couple decades
quietly
now.
Too. He's
definitely
on the list.
A self-made
too.
Millionaire.
Absolutely.
You know, he built his Strange Music from the ground up. He's been grinding for over 20 years, and so shout out to him. His latest album came out last year, Asinine. So yeah, shout out to Tech N9ne every single year. Now Chris Brown's ex-housekeeper is suing for up to $50 million. She claims that his dog attacked her back in July of last year. She said that while she was on the job, she got attacked by the dog. The dog somehow managed to escape from where it was placed. It got loose, attacked her, ripped off chunks of skin from her face and body. So she's saying that her medical expenses have already been $24,000. Mm. She believes she'll spend another $400,000 on future expenses, and her earnings that she's lost to date is $100,000. She feels like additional losses after the lawsuit settles, and she's also requesting $20 million in punitive damages.
Maybe it's just me, but I don't be seeing Chris Brown bother nobody. I feel like Chris Brown be low, minding his business, doing his drawings, making his music, but he's always getting hit with some type of lawsuit.
That is true.
Why? Do his lawyers settle easily or something? Like, it's almost like people know we can go get some money from Chris Brown.
Right. Well, I don't know if this, you know, this seems like an accident of something that happened, but if she has these medical expenses, she should be compensated. Now, $50 million, excessive, but she should get some type of compensation. I'm sure he has something to handle, some type of insurance to handle that,
too. Insurance, yeah.
All right, now, Drink Champs, get ready for this episode of Drink Champs with the Game. And some of the things that they discuss on the show is the song Easy.
You named Crips both times. So I explain this verse.
Because for Easy to be, you know, murdered in the fashion that he was, I say murder because I mean it.
Mm.
I'm saying you go to the White House with a Jerry Curl buying, you know, $5,000 plates in your Converse, you know, the f***ing Illuminati, they might have a problem with that. They might have a problem with me, but I'm 42. Like, you know, it's good. But I'm saying, like, I didn't really do name dropping in the verse because it's called Easy. Mm. I did. That was the only name that needed to be dropped.
The Breakfast Club, Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests joining us today from Nest Seekers. We have Sarah Gallon. Did I say that right?
Sarah Gallon.
That's what I said. And also from Selling Hamptons, we have Bianca and Mia. Good morning.
Good morning.
You didn't want to do their last names?
Nope. I wasn't messing up their
last
names.
I'm special already.
I noticed that you skipped over our last names.
Well, welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Your show, you're actually selling real estate.
We actually do sell a lot.
Now, how many houses did y'all sell on the season one?
So I sold a house and we did a big rental season one.
And then what about the other agents on there? Yes, because I
think all together on the show, it's probably almost 10 of the homes that we sold.
10 homes? Actually, oh, my gosh.
Filmed and actually closed.
Yeah.
So
all of the homes were closed.
Now, I got attacked a couple of months ago.
Oh, God.
So I got attacked thrown under a bus.
Uh-oh.
Because I seen one of the shows, and I was like, I didn't see them selling houses.
Selling
I seen
Tampa?
More drama.
Selling
Tampa. And I was like, I just don't like the way the women were depicted, because... Yep. It was about drama. It was about, your hair is this, your eyes are this, your feet look like this. And it wasn't selling real estate.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's very difficult for women to get in the industry,
especially
minority women. And I wanted to see more of that. Mm-hmm. So how much control do you guys have when it comes to actually selling real estate opposed to the drama?
I think what was very important for us prior to being on the show was to make sure that we were on a show that was real estate focused. Mm-hmm. We're very, very serious and successful in our businesses. The show was just an addition to accompany that to reach a different audience and a much wider platform. So drama, of course, is always going to be in the back end because it's one of the most competitive industries. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to make sure that we're transacting. And so that was the focus of the show. And the drama that revolves around the deals that came with it was all natural.
It is dramatic.
It is.
It's intense. You're talking about a lot of money. It's a lot of egos, but you're talking about huge commissions, right? So there's going to be some drama regardless.
Yep.
All right. And so it's interesting because there's three people from your show that were on Million Dollar Beach House. Mm-hmm. Now, Million Dollar Beach House, people had a lot of issues with that show because it was very white male oriented.
It was only white male oriented.
I'm not sure.
There's Peggy.
Peggy? Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for you guys to have this show, which I felt was a lot more diverse, you know, and in the Hamptons, which, by the way, is such a competitive market, right?
Mm-hmm. Very competitive.
Especially right now during the pandemic. So I thought that was great to see you guys in these powerful positions. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing you did on the show was you put together this whole like kind of a tour for people to come up and look mm-hmm. at these homes. So can you explain the thinking behind that?
Yeah, absolutely. That was Bianca. Bianca did a Hampton showcase.
Mm-hmm. So also it's bridging, you know, our markets, which are New York City and the Hamptons and additional markets that we're in. But we wanted to focus on bringing our city buyers to the Hamptons because that's naturally where they're traveling back and forth from. Mm-hmm. So we worked with a group of buyers who all had similar criteria, similar budgets and home types they were looking for, and put together this tour over an extended period of time and made sure that all the buyers would have, you know, similar interests so they could talk about, a few of them were in crypto, so those conversations could flow naturally mm-hmm. with real estate as the backdrop. And again, making a very friendly environment feel a little bit more competitive because there's limited inventory, there's a lot of buyers, and the homes aren't going to last long. So it had multiple purposes for setting us up for a really awesome, very different event because you don't mm-hmm. shop.
Feels like a no-brainer,
with other people,
too,
right?
It's amazing they never thought to do something like that before.
It was a lot of fun, and it was very well received, and all of the homes on that tour sold.
I wanted to ask for all of you. We can start with you, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, before you say anything else, Sarah is actually my realtor.
Yes.
And so I purchased three homes from Sarah in Brooklyn.
She found the juice bar too, right?
No, that was the coffee shop.
The coffee shop.
Which
coffee
we found during COVID.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And now we're Nest Seekers and Cup, Angela's coffee venture.
Together in one space.
It's gorgeous. It's
incredible. So I was going to ask, how did each one of you get into real estate? What made you fall in love with it? What made you want to do it? We'll start with you, Sarah.
I started in real estate very early on. I was 19 years old, mm-hmm. and I interviewed for a real estate company in Queens. So I was an assistant in a construction real estate company. We owned our own inventory. We mm-hmm. sold our own inventory. And I wasn't even in sales. I was just an admin. And so the experience I got there and then moving on to the mortgage business, like real estate is always in the back of my head. Mm-hmm. Sales came about 10 years ago when we opened an office in Bushwick. And I was watching agents just burn through leads. And I picked up the phone, just started cold calling people. Hey, you call us. You know, we have a new set of houses coming up on the market. Like, just come in and take a look. And I started booking appointments. I'm like, you know what? I could show houses. Let me go out there and just push myself further into it. And before I know it, I'm like closing deals on my own. And it just took off from there.
Now, what about you, Bianca?
I was initially traveling for a very long time. And as I was traveling, I was doing different leadership development and studying different cultures and communication styles. And eventually I wanted to come back to the city. And I figured, you know, I'll get my real estate license while I'm traveling. Well, day one back in New York, I got hired at one of the top brokerages.
Hey.
And then it's just been a crazy ride since then. My career when I started was totally different from what it is now. Mm-hmm. But what I love about real estate is there's so many, it's such a big industry mm-hmm. and there's so many different paths to be successful. And my motto has always been just say yes to everything and figure it out later. Mm-hmm. And through that, so many doors have opened and it's been really exciting to see the new ventures that come and opportunities that arise.
And you, Mia?
I had a completely different route.
Yeah.
So I did. Mm-hmm. I was working in nightlife for years. But I was just tired. I'm like, I don't want to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning it's just, it gets exhausting after a while.
What's wrong with being up at 4 o'clock in
the morning? Yeah, when we get up.
Wait a minute.
What's wrong with being up at 4 o'clock in the morning?
No, we're waking up, though.
You're
we're
waking up. I was going to bed at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and it just became exhausting.
But I did. Don't shade us, but go ahead.
No, I love that. I mean, you have a little baby. You're up anyway, right? So
don't shade us. So
I was exhausted, and I wanted to change. Like, it just, it happens. I think now, today, people go through different careers in their life, and that's okay. You don't have to just stick to one thing. And I was looking, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And my brother was working in real estate for years, and I thought, I love architecture, I love design. I've been all over the world and stayed at incredible hotels, and I've always been interested in that. And so it just felt like a really natural progression. But it was scary. Doing something new is very scary. But like Bianca said, say yes to everything and try something. But it was terrifying.
And like Bianca said, you have a great Rolodex.
I do. I have a Rolodex because I worked in nightlife for so long. And people trusted me, and I wasn't the person who was just I never embarrassed myself working in nightlife. And because of that, I was able to take those clients that I met and transfer them into real estate.
All right, we got more with the ladies from Selling Hamptons. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girls on.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with the ladies from Selling Hamptons. It's a real estate show, of course, on Discovery Plus. Now, dealing with men sometimes, how aggressive are men? Like, I was watching one of the reality shows, and I see a lot of times men get a lot of disrespectful when they deal with women realtors. Have you guys faced that at all? Somebody flirting with you, asking you out on a date, going a little too far. Have you
Absolutely.
All experienced
it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think my first year, I was representing a house that I owned, and a broker walks in, and he basically said, do you go out to dinner with brokers? I'm like, no, I'm here to sell a house. I'm not here to f*** you. And that was the end of the conversation.
Did he buy the house?
No.
Goodness gracious. What about you?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it still happens all the time. But I think it's always maintaining the same level of professionalism, knowing where to draw the lines. You know, it's also, our business is very social. And it requires a lot of lunches and dinners and going out for drinks, because that's where you win most business, not in a conference room. And so making sure that you're very clear with your boundaries and the lines. And fortunately, I'm at a level, we're all at levels where we could say no to business that doesn't feel right. But I would say to agents and to women in the industry who don't have that level of confidence or experience or are concerned about their next paycheck or the deal, it's never worth it. Say no, because you will respect yourself and your business will grow tenfold if you maintain those lines and boundaries.
And what about you, Mia? I mean, you went from the nightlife, so I know you got it in the nightlife. And now, because I'm sure.
Yes.
So how do you deal with it?
Just setting boundaries. I constantly have to set boundaries with people and say, I would never do this. I would never cross that line with a client. And if that's what you're looking for with me, it's never going to happen. So when you set those boundaries and you're very clear, people will fall back and just leave you alone because they're like, well, this is not what I'm going to get out of this person. So I need to move on. So when you're honest and clear and you don't dance around things like that, people understand and respect it.
Gotcha.
Now, what are some of the benefits of signing exclusively with a broker, where that's who you have to work with? What are some of the benefits for a seller and a buyer?
It's a level of commitment, right? It's like getting married. Like, I want to work with you and I want to fight every single day to make this happen. And for us, knowing that someone's working with us exclusively on the sales side, first of all, we could throw way more money at the marketing. If you're not doing that exclusively, I'm not going to open up my wallet and spend all this money to make sure you're getting the most exposure if any broker can close the deal. So it's a level of trust and companionship. And then for a buyer, it's knowing, like, I'm going to go out, I'm going to hit the streets every day, I'm going to bang on doors, I'm going to get you the off-market deals, or I'm going to negotiate the best I can for you because I know you're just working with me and you want to close this with me.
It also protects us as brokers. When a client comes in, we're representing that property. We're representing that client. There's no going around on the deal. We're presenting those offers. So I think that's also a benefit. And you know that you're hiring a professional to represent your property or represent you as a client.
It protects everyone in that situation, and it makes us want to work harder.
Yep.
Now, the market right now is hot as fish grease, right?
Insane.
they're talking about they're going to raise interest rates soon, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm the guy. I need low. I need the guy that has to sell the property because they want to invest in something. I'm the guy that they just got a divorce and I can get that property for cheap.
You want some blood in the water.
I'm that guy. Yeah. I'm patient for that guy, right? Mm-hmm. But let me ask you a question. With everything so high, mm-hmm. right? And they're talking about raising interest rates. They're talking about, you know, slowing down inflation. Is this a good time to buy? Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, I know you're real estate agents, and for y'all, every time is a good time to buy. But is this a good time to buy, or are things too high? Do you think people should wait? Do you think people should, you know, relax if they can? Should they stack, and then hopefully, mm-hmm. you know, like the other market, where things start to drop, then you can start pick things up. What do you suggest for people?
Well, it really depends on your goal, right? Mm-hmm. If you're someone who's growing, and every single buyer is different. Mm-hmm. If you're someone who wants to be in the Hamptons this summer, you should buy right now because prices are going to keep going up. And next summer, you're going to buy at a premium to what this year is trading at because that market's not letting down at all. If you're someone who's looking to grow your family and in the next few years, you're going to have more kids and you need more bedrooms, there's no way around that. The kids are coming and you need the space. Mm-hmm. You should buy now. The market's getting stronger. If you're looking for the ultimate deal and you want to feel the pain on the other side, this probably isn't the right time to buy. But if you're really patient and you watch and you look, you will find those deals. You just need to look for them. It's not going out this weekend and pulling the trigger for those other two categories. But the deals do exist. You just need to know, okay, is it about return? Is it about, you know, what's the appreciation going to be over time? It's what's the goal of this purchase for where do you invest your money at what specific point in time?
You think it's going to drop, though? Because this is one of the highest I've ever seen. This is the fastest I've seen houses on market. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's going to start slowing down and things
will,
are going to
the market will,
bit?
Of course, eventually correct. Mm-hmm. It always does. I don't know if that's not this year. There's no supply now. And right. when there's no, it's just basic economics. Yeah. When there's no supply, prices will stay up. And that's mm-hmm. the same for most suburban markets. It's the same for a lot of the cities right now of mm-hmm. what we're seeing in neighborhoods in Brooklyn. So you're always going to be competing with that, especially for, unless there's another global event that changes that, we're going to be in this cycle for a really long time.
And I find that a lot of people want things that are finished now because nobody wants to do construction because of the cost and the time that it takes.
Yeah, people want turnkey because it's, like you said, construction costs are through the roof and materials are really difficult to get right now.
Mm-hmm. So what's the most expensive house that each one of you sold?
Mm-hmm. Just closed the penthouse on the Upper East Side for $6
million. $6 million, nice.
Yeah. A deal in the Hamptons for
$40 million.
That's a nice commission.
Yeah. That's a good commission.
That's a great commission. I'm like, Bianca, you're taking us to lunch. Yeah. 6.5.
6.5. Mm-hmm. So $40 million. What's commission usually on a real estate agent? I'm just kidding.
2.5%.
3%.
Goodness gracious.
And Bianca and I just signed an exclusive agreement for an $8.5 million loft in Soho, which
will be coming very soon and is insane.
Now, Bianca, I'm sure after we put this out there, somebody would like to know if you're single. $40 million at 3%. $1.2 million. I'm sure somebody would like to know if you're single.
You are such a bird, Envy.
I'm married. I'm just asking.
I know, but I'm saying. Don't try to
I get it. I would want to know too. I would want to know too. I get it. I get it.
I am in
it's too many ums out there. Get in the DMs, fellas.
Ask me. Let's go to Mia. She said.
They didn't ask me.
You might get Bianca.
They didn't ask me.
Look, and by the way, I did not know they had houses for $4 or $5 million in the Hamptons.
Oh yeah,
I always thought everything was. I saw the $35 million one.
You ain't gonna be on the water, ye.
No, they are on the water.
No, you can
$4 million.
Yes, on the bay, you could get some beautiful homes for $4 million
and brand new ones.
Yeah, new construction.
$4 million.
We're going shopping now.
All right. I think we have a deal for you.
Envy, are you moving out to the Hamptons?
We'll see.
He might get a second home. You know,
we'll see. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right. Yes, it is a new music Friday and out today. King Von, What It Means to Be King, his first posthumous album. It's 19 tracks on here. And here is a snippet of the song called War.
He was just playing tough. He gonna run out. All these.
All right, also featured on the album are Fabio Foreign, G Herbo, Moneybagg Yo, T Grizzly, Dreezy, Boss Top. What were you going
to
say,
Sean? I'm the type of person that goes to church with his gun out.
All right. In addition, The Cool Kids, Before Ish Got Weird, is out today. Mm-hmm. DaBaby and NBA YoungBoy put out their joint project, Better Than You. Here's a snippet of the song called Hit.
Maybach outside running. I got a stick in this bitch.
All right, RZA and DJ Scratch have an album out today, Saturday Afternoon Kung Fu Theater. As far as singles, Joey Badass with Head High.
My head high till they put me below. Best until the day I die. I'ma keep my heat close. This is for my chickens who took a day to relax.
Also, Pusha T and Nigo, you all have heard that all morning. Hear me clearly, right?
Not on the radio, but yeah.
In the studio, you have.
Yep, I'm playing it on the title.
Mm-hmm. All right, A Boogie has a new song out today, Hit Different. Alchemist and Kool G Rap, Diesel Khalid with Last Call.
Alchemist and Kool G Rap.
The beauty of this is the range of demographics that all this music appeals to, because I listened to the Baby and the YoungBoy album this morning. I actually enjoyed it. And as soon as Envy heard Alchemist and Kool G Rap, he peaked us. He said, hey, Alchemist and Kool G Rap.
Kool G Rap is Queens. Absolutely. I listen to Pusha T. I'm going to listen to the Baby.
All right.
What else I like the Baby
More
Ray
featuring
album.
Corday.
Bring the problems to me on Jesus. I promise you, I bless you.
All right, a lot of new music out today, though.
A lot of good adult contemporary hip-hop, a lot of good young ignorant stuff, too. That's why I enjoy the Baby and the YoungBoy
album. That's a good R&B as well.
I love that they got a song on there called Wi-Fi.
Oh, they're not playing with you.
You're going to die
Wi-Fi.
About that internet. Yes. That's what the hook is. You're going to die about that internet.
It starts off like
from
that.
From YoungBoy and Baby.
All right, now, Drake also, Just Blaze, is requesting to release Lord Knows Part 2. That's all because Drake was feeling nostalgic. He posted some throwback pictures to his story. One of them is Just Blaze in some vintage LRG clothing. And, you know, Just Blaze reposted that story and he hit Drake with the, hey, why don't we put out this Lord Knows Part 2 now? And so I guess we'll see, because a lot of people didn't even know that existed.
I'm sure Drake about to announce some deal with LRG, because he wasn't just posting that for no reason. Mm-hmm. I saw him post pictures of Jim Jones and LRG, Just Blaze. He wasn't posting that for no reason.
He might have bought it or
exactly
bought a share of it or percentage of it.
And Jack Harlow has been cast in White Men Can't Jump, the reboot, after his first ever acting audition. So congratulations to him. He is going to reprise the role that was originally played by Woody Harrelson. They said he was offered the role immediately after his audition, and he impressed Kenya Barris in particular. All right, Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, DJ Khaled, and Wiz Khalifa have sat down for an unprecedented interview. It's the first episode of 2022 for the Self-Made Taste Better series, and here's what they discussed.
I'm blessed to be able to also open up new businesses.
Yeah.
And outside the music, I'm going to have some, you know, I can't give you the official announcement yet, but I got some things on the retail space where I'll be opening like two special stores that I'm really excited about. I got some new Jordans coming out in 2022.
Yo, shout out to Jordans, man. Yeah. Shout out to Jordans.
Yeah, man.
All right, Khaled also talked about Lil Wayne and what their sessions are like.
I was in the studio. He was smoking like he's smoking now. The only difference is he was rapping, smoking, rapping, and he did like 30 records in my face. No, Ross. Did like 30. And 30 records that you hear on the radio right now.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Not records.
Not just doing shit to be doing it. Yeah.
No. Yeah. It's back to back. So I put it in brown paper bag and we taking over. He did We Taking Over. I lost my mind, right? Now I'm like, this man different.
Now what is this on? What is this? What platform is that?
This is called Self-Made Taste Better.
It's a podcast?
Yeah, I guess it's like a video podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a roundtable discussion that they all had. So, you know, Self-Made Taste Better. All right, that is your rumor report.
And listen, can I salute to Kevin Ross, too, and Radio Facts? Salute to Kevin Ross. I saw Kevin Ross, actually, this week. They got me on the Power Playlist 2022 cover of Radio Facts. So drop on the clues bombs for Radio Facts.
Salute to
my guy, Kevin Ross. I met Kev for the first time. I've been talking to Kev for 20 years and never physically met him, and met him for the first time this week.
Where? In Dallas?
No, I was in
L.A.?
L.A., yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was hosting the AFCO Awards this week, African American Film Critics Association Awards.
How was that?
It was dope. Salute to Alicia Renee. She was my co-host. Salute to my man, Gil. Mm-hmm. I just want black celebrities to start showing up.
the stuff like the African American Film Critics Association, because I think it's whack when you get honored by your own people and you don't show up, but you show up to stuff like the SAG Awards. I think that's why.
And I always love and I also love the NAACP Image Awards. Those just happened. Those are amazing. Soul Train Awards.
And this generation has they show up for the NAACP Image Awards.
Yes.
You know, which so salute to, you know, all the young black celebrities who show up for the NAACP Image Awards, but you got to show up to the AFCO Awards as well.
Yeah, but like I was saying, a lot of times we just don't know. Like, you know, the NAACP Awards is something big. We go to, we show up, we hear about, but like the award show, I didn't know until you posted about it.
I ain't talking about you. You're not an actor. You wasn't on it.
Envy is an actor.
But I am a thespian, if you
but, but those people know about it. The people I'm talking mm-hmm. about that mm-hmm. were getting honored, they know about it because it is a big deal. Like mm-hmm. all the executives were there. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, so, you know, some celebrities showed up, but there was a couple that were honored who, mm-hmm. you know, didn't show up or sent in videos. I felt like, I was like, well, I saw you at the SAG Awards, though, so, mm-hmm. you know.
All right. Well,
me don't like that.
It's Friday. People's Choice Mix is up next. Hit your request, and it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela Yee here, and the General Insurance has been saving people money for nearly 60 years. So if you want quality insurance for less, take a closer look at the General. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we have to shout out to the ladies of Selling Hamptons for joining us this morning.
Yes, indeed. And also my realtor, Sarah Golan from Nest Seekers,
mm-hmm.
who I personally, you know, love. She's gotten me some great situations. Three properties in Brooklyn.
Nice. And also, let me shout out to the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks are... they're doing something big for HBCUs coming up, and I'm going to be a part of it. So shout out to the New York Knicks. And I'm glad that they are recognizing HBCU. I'm glad the NBA is recognizing the HBCU.
What else the Knicks got to do? Knicks ain't got nothing else to do this season. Okay.
You want to talk about what other teams got to do, though?
But do some good work. They better do some charity.
What the Lakers got to do?
Nothing. We ain't talking about them either.
But Brooklyn Nets
they need to be doing something with HBCUs, too. teams like the Lakers and the Knicks need to find a cause. Okay? Because they have nothing else to do this season. There's nothing else in their cards. They all need to find a cause. So salute to the Knicks for finding a good cause.
Stop it. Knicks are going to make the playoffs this year.
What playoffs?
The NBA playoffs.
They're not making the playoffs. They're not making the play-ins. There will be no play for the New York Knicks after about April something. All right?
You got to have okay? hope.
What are you talking about?
You're a Cowboy fan. You have hope.
We at least made the playoffs.
We're going to make the playoffs. All right, when we come back, positive notes to Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we got you got a positive note?
I do, man. I just want to salute the African American Film Critics Association one more time, man. Salute to my guy, Gil. Thank you for having me as a host this week for the 13th annual African American Film Critics Association Awards. I really enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun. And I want to salute James the Bullet Samuels, man. You know what I mean? He made The Harder They Fall. He's a very interesting human. If they had awards for best acceptance speeches, he would have definitely won for the acceptance speeches he gave at the AFCAs. And I can't believe The Harder They Fall didn't get nominated for not one Oscar.
Yeah, James Samuel, he's amazing.
They didn't get nominated for not one Oscar? Like, not one? Like, nothing? Mm. I don't get it. But the positive note is simply this. Sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. And that is Dr. Seuss.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.